song I wrote about Virginia Woolf. She was born in Victorian England, and they didn't want girls to go to school, higher education then, and so she didn't get to go to school, but she wrote, and she struggled a lot with mental illness. She had a hard life, actually, a really hard life. But she had a beautiful spirit about her. I started reading her diaries a couple years ago, published diaries, and sort of felt this connection, which was amazing, much more than just a reader to a page, if you know what I mean. And she really touched my life, and I feel that we all can touch each other's lives in that way, and through time also. She inspired me, so this is for her. Some will strive and some will fret. See this and now we're on the stage. Others will not, but they'll sweat in their hopelessness, in their rage. Published your diary, and that's how I got to know you. Key to the room of your own and a mind without end. Here's a young girl on the kind of a telephone line in time, and the voice at the other end comes like a long lost friend. And so I know I'm all right. Life will come, life will go. Still I feel it's alright. You just got a letter to my soul. And my whole life is on the tip of my tongue. Empty pages for the no longer young. Now the mean time laughs in my face. You said each life has its place. Hatches were better. The thunder clouds rolled in the critic's storm. The battle surrounded the white flag of your youth. If you need to know that you weathered the storm of cruel mortality, well, 100 years later, I'm sitting here living through. So it was for you.